الرحمن الرحيم نبتدي بدليل حديث عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يزور قباء راكبا وماشيا فيصلي فيه ركعتين متفق عليه وفي رواية كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأتي مسجد قباء كل سبت راكبا وماشيا وكان ابن عمر يفعله حضرت عبد الله ابن عمر رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit Masjid Quba riding on an animal or walking. And there he would offer two rakats of salah. Another narration has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the Masjid of Quba every Saturday riding on an animal or walking. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma used to do the same in emulation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We explained before, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was a sahabi that was very, very fond of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, he would love to do. He would emulate the sunnah to a very, very fine level. On one occasion, when he was traveling from Madinah Sharif to Makkah Sharif, then he veered off the road. And then he explained to the satis that were there, and he said, I veered off the road here not because I needed to relieve myself. Before they would travel in the caravan, if a person needed to relieve himself, he would go off to the side, relieve himself, and then continue with the caravan that was moving. So he explained to them, not because I needed to relieve myself, but because when I was once traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to relieve himself here. So just to imitate that act of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam veering off the road at this point, that is why I went and veered off. That was the close love he had for every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadlil Hubbi Fillah, Wal Hasi Alehi, Wa I'lami Rajuli Me Yuhibbuhu, Annahu Yuhibbuhu, Wa Mada Yaqululahu Iza A'lamahu. The chapter on the virtue of loving somebody for the sake of Allah. Al Hubbu Fillah, that love somebody only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chapter of loving somebody for the sake of Allah ta'ala and encouraging it and informing the one who a person loves. In other words, you love a person, inform him that I love you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And what to do and what to say to him when informing him. قال الله تعالى محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. Allah Ta'ala says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Those with him are stern against the unbelievers and compassionate amongst themselves. Ashidda'u ala al-kuffari ruhama'u bainahum. Amongst themselves, they have a lot of love, a lot of muhabbat. And when it comes to the kuffar, they are very stern, they are very hard. Unfortunately, today we're finding the opposite taking place, that when it comes to the kuffar, people want to try and love with them, coexist with them, have extreme love and muhabbat for their ways, their styles. But we see the style of Sahaba was such that amongst themselves they had a lot of love for each other. But when it came to the kuffar, they were very stern, very hard. In other words, they didn't mix with them too much. They didn't intermingle with them too much. They had their own ways, the kuffar that were there had their own ways. Those that wanted to accept Islam would see the beauty of Islam and accept. But never would they ever compromise their Islam for the sake and values of those people that were there. Anyway, they were non-Muslims that were there. So Allah Ta'ala is explaining this quality of the Sahaba. Those with him, in other words, those with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the Sahaba, are stern against the unbelievers and compassionate amongst themselves. You will see them sometimes bowing, in other words, sometimes bowing, referring to salah, the different postures, bowing, that means ruku, and sometimes prostrating, sometimes they in sajda, seeking the bounty and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Their hallmark is on their faces because of the immense salah that they would read, that you could even see the effects of salah on the faces of sahaba. Sometimes you see a person has got a salah mark, etc. But you could see that effect of salah was on them. So much of salah sahaba would read. Allah Ta'ala is saying the hallmark is on their faces because of the effect of that sajda that they would make. Effect of that sajda, salah, that spots, that marks of salah would be found on them. That is their description in the Torah. The description in the Injil is like a plant that sprouts its shoots and strengthens it, after which it becomes thick and stands firm on its own stem. delighting the farmer, and so that the unbelievers may be enraged by them. Allah Ta'ala has promised forgiveness and a great reward for those of them who believe and do good deeds. The example that's given in the Injil of the believers is such, it's like a small stem, that as it grows, it gets stronger, it gets firmer, it gets harder. It becomes a strong tree. It starts off small shoot, weak, and then it becomes stronger and stronger. That is the example of Sahaba. They started off weak, they started off insignificant, but as the time went, Allah Ta'ala strengthened them and strengthened them and strengthened them. Allah Ta'ala made them strong. So this is the quality of a believer, that all the time he is getting strengthened as far as his iman is concerned, strengthened as far as his amal is concerned, his actions. He's like, he starts off small, and then he gets bigger and bigger and bigger. He grows in this manner. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّوُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. This chapter is speaking about loving for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is informing about the Ansar of Medina, that before the Muhajirin had come, this was what their condition was. Those who before them had homes, in other words, in Medina, they had homes. The Ansar were settled them, were settled there. So Allah Ta'ala is talking about them. Those before them who had homes in Medina Munawwara and had adopted faith, they loved those who migrated to them. Those people that came from Makkah al-Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala is saying, يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They loved these people. They didn't look at them as refugees coming, now we have to put them up, we have to look after them, this is our houses. No, this was the quality of love that they had. And these were the people that left their land for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The Ansar had immense love to such an extent that Allah Ta'ala is actually praising them. That يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. There wasn't a case of xenophobia. That you people came, we were here first, how can you come? It wasn't nothing like that. Extreme love they had for the Ansar, the Muhajirin that had come. Allah Ta'ala also give us that love. So under this chapter of having love, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this ayat of the Quran. Inshallah we'll continue with the ahadith from Saturday onwards. Inshallah we'll continue with the ahadith under this chapter. Beautiful ahadith teaching us that having love for one another for the sake of Allah Ta'ala is such a great action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.